Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
There is a gallery owner in Culver City who's adapted her business to serve her community during the coronavirus pandemic. She is our KNX Hero of the Week, and she's feeding families one grocery bag at a time.
Inside the Whole Nine Gallery on Main Street, there are many pieces of interest.
We show fine art, artisanal jewelry, and blown glass, etc.
But right now, the pieces of interest consist of bags of food filled with fruits, vegetables, bread, and more. Lisa Schultz is a longtime community member in Culver City, and not only does she own the gallery, she's the founder of the Peace Project, which helps other communities around the world. When the coronavirus hit Southern California, Lisa jumped into action.
Like everyone, I think we were faced with the reality that we couldn't keep doing business. So what I always do in situations of crisis is say, what can we do with our unique set of resources? And I knew that food was going to be an issue for a lot of people. I know there's a food scarcity problem for a lot of kids in Culver City. So I thought, wow, we can actually mobilize a community and create a food distribution center in the gallery.
So now every week on Wednesday, Lisa and her crew hand out two bags to each family that comes by.
One bag includes dry goods and, you know, essentials like butter and eggs. And then the other bag includes produce. And so far, we've distributed to about 325 families, which we estimate is about 1,500 people.
Lisa also uses donations and funding to purchase food items from local bakeries and restaurants, giving them much-needed business.
I was able to reach out to some of our local restaurants, and some of them were able to participate. We had one of them that actually connected me with their wholesaler. So we're ordering a lot of the food wholesale, but we also have places like Larder Baking Company that's contributing 200 loaves of bread a week, and, you know, lots of community support. I think that that's what makes this really special, is that we were able to mobilize the whole downtown Culver City area, and we've got Culver City residents that are contributing fruit from their trees. I'm doing something every week called Give Me Five, and I'll list five things that we need that week, and then they'll bring those in. We have them contributing grocery bags, and then we've been fundraising for everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. I think we've had really, the support has been incredible. And what I found with the work that we do is that as soon as you can shift this panic that people feel when there's a crisis and really transform that into action, it shifts the way that people feel about their part, and, you know, they feel empowered about being able to make a change. And that's really at the core of everything we do, is sort of not just solving a problem, but hopefully creating more activists and concerned citizens while we're doing it. When we did the first week and I got here at 9 o'clock and the distribution was due to start at 11, we already had a lineup. And, you know, it really moved me in ways that it's hard to explain, to see people lining up on the street that needed food in this community. I think what we've tried to do is we've really tried to humanize the process. I've been in a situation where I've wondered sometimes, I'm a single parent, how am I going to feed my kids? And so I've really tried to bring that love and that understanding into what we do. And, you know, I've been including a recipe every week, and, you know, people have been going home and making that and commenting on what they're making. And
it's a different world right now. So,
yeah. I mean, it's really like I've never, you know, I'm sure most of us have never seen anything like this before, where so many people are unemployed so quickly.
What's the best way, if somebody wants to reach out to you, either to donate, funding, food, whatever, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
We have a page on thepeaceproject.com/Culver City Shares, and it shows all the different ways that people can get involved.
Thank you. Thank you for doing your awesome work.
Thank you so much for taking the time and you know, everything that you're doing and getting the word out. So thank you so much.
Lisa Schultz of Culver City, our KNX Hero of the Week. KNX Heroes is presented by California Resources Corporation, saluting our military veterans and all of our heroes. You can nominate a KNX Hero online at KNX1070.com. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.